On November 17th, between 10:30 p.m. and 11:15 p.m., 54-year-old Randy Krosno from Prescott Valley was involved in an altercation with law enforcement officers following an attempted traffic stop on Highway 69 and Turquoise Drive in Prescott. Krosno was eventually taken into custody at 174 East Sheldon Street in Prescott, and that is the Sprouts Market. Some background. A YCSO deputy conducted a traffic stop on a 2005 Honda Civic for an equipment violation on Highway 69 and Turquoise Drive in Prescott around 10:30 p.m. The vehicle then pulled to the side of the road before making an illegal U-turn at the intersection and accelerating away, traveling west towards Prescott on Highway 69. The deputy initiated a pursuit using lights and siren for several blocks, but discontinued the pursuit when speeds neared 80 miles an hour. Before losing sight at Lee Boulevard, the deputy saw the vehicle driving erratically as it fled. A patrol supervisor located the vehicle at Sheldon Street and Gurley Street in Prescott and attempted a traffic stop. The driver did a donut around the patrol vehicle and continued towards downtown Prescott without stopping. Just before 11 p.m., YCSO deputies were advised that Prescott police officers had located the unoccupied suspect vehicle in the parking lot of the Spring Hill Suites Hotel on Sheldon Street. Deputies arrived in the area and learned Prescott police officers found a male, later identified as Krosno, in the parking lot of the Sprouts Market adjacent to the hotel. As deputies arrived, they saw Prescott police officers holding a man at gunpoint and giving him commands to drop his firearm. Earlier, an officer had contacted Krosno, and he gave a false name before pulling out a handgun, stating he was not going back to prison. The suspect ignored commands to put down the firearm and continued walking towards the entrance to Sprouts. Deputies saw he was carrying a black firearm in his right hand. A YCSO supervisor began speaking with Krosno, encouraging cooperation. Deputies did recognize Krosno as he was wanted by PANT and YCSO on several charges. Krosno had been the subject of a SWAT call-out previously after he attempted to ram a detective vehicle. A prison term was pending. As more deputies and Prescott police officers arrived, Krosno mentioned he was looking at several years in prison already and did not want to go back. Still surrounded by numerous law enforcement officers demanding he drop the weapon, Krosno continued to refuse. Several officers who knew Krosno from past contacts and were aware of his confrontational behavior feared escalation of the conflict by the armed man. Deputies and officers kept him contained and passersby away from the area. Fortunately, he remained outside the store in front of a brick wall. The YCSO patrol supervisor engaged and maintained a dialogue with Krosno and finally convinced him to set the firearm down, and he was taken into custody. During a search of the abandoned suspect vehicle, deputies found three baggies of methamphetamine with a total weight about 1 ounce, a small amount of marijuana, and 75 to 100 empty baggies along with a marijuana grinder. The evidence indicated drug sales involving the suspect. Krosno is a convicted felon and is not allowed to possess a firearm. Krosno was recently convicted on numerous felony drug charges, but failed to appear for his court date. A records check revealed the firearm was stolen. Additionally, upon speaking with the initial Prescott PD officer who first contacted Krosno, the deputy learned that Krosno committed criminal impersonation by giving the officer a false name. Krosno also came back with a suspended license. Booking charges include assault on a peace officer, weapons offense, forgery, possession of a controlled substance, theft, and several traffic offenses. He does remain in custody on a $125,000 bond. Supervisors on scene noted that the cooperation between law enforcement agencies was an important factor in seeing a peaceful resolution to this incident.